For over 78 years, WHBC has been your home for the best in high school sports. And another WHBC tradition continues with high school basketball tonight. Brought to you by Ortho United, the Kent Stage, Friends and Family Credit Union, and NeuroCare Center Incorporated. Tonight's tip-off is just minutes away, so let's go courtside.
Live from Louisville High School in the beautiful metropolis of Louisville, Ohio. And it's been a great day for many reasons. Snow day for students and teachers, except snow day not for us. We were at work. But we find ourselves here again. Danny Kincaid, yours truly, Dan Belford, streaming you live, WHBCSports.com. For our annual, what has become an annual thing, 4 or 5 years now?
I think it's about year number, yeah, this is year number 5 for us.
Okay, and what we have are the Columbiana Comets, who are the nemesis of the Stark Public County MRDD, or Special Olympics, if you will. And they take on Columbiana Comets tonight, and of course the Royal Knights, always a fun team to watch, as well as the kids from the Columbiana Comets. Kind of roll out, if you will. We'll have Tom Siegfried, by the way. We'll hand over the PA system to him. He'll do the starting lineups and all the kids mentioned tonight. He's also the official in the game. Of course, the head coach for Louisville and his son. He goaded him.
Yeah.
Into the. How did this all start for you and I to bring us to your father?
Well, you know, it kind of goes back to my days over at the one of the local gyms that I was at. And Sean Broom, the head coach, his wife, worked out with us and just started talking about, you know, their team and how they follow them. And then they told me a little bit about what Louisville does every year for them. And I thought, wow, you know, that would be something that would be kind of cool for us to try to bring to the community. And, you know, WHBC's been great to work with on this. The administration here has been a piece of cake. They make it very simple for us. So
now to explain things to people with these two teams, for instance, the Royal Knights here, they have some kids from Louisville on their roster, but it's kids from all over Stark County.
It is. It is really from Stark County. And I think, you know, it's Louisville, Hoover, Glen Oak, Sandy Valley, Tuslaw. So, and, you know, these kids, they have regular practices.
Yeah, they play, you know, games, they have state games, tournaments, the whole bit.
And they're very good, and they're in Division II for their category of how they get rated. And, you know, they 2 years, 3 years ago, they ended up second place. They lost in the championship
Correct,
game.
Yes.
And then last year, or the last 2 years that they had it, they were runner-ups twice then, and then third place one other time. So, I mean, these guys are good.
Yeah, they're fun to watch. They really are. These kids, both sides of the court, both benches, really get after it, have a lot of fun. Now, walking in tonight, talking to some individuals, they were a little concerned, maybe, attendance tonight, because you never know when you have a day off school and then you open up the school again as the weather breaks and you have this game tonight. They wanted to get it in. They didn't want to have to get into a reschedule situation, and tell you what, people are starting to pull the seats.
Well, the side that we're on, there's not many seats available.
Yeah, not too many across the way.
No.
We have the student pep band is here. The student section is always fills the bleachers.
Yep.
That is the buzzer we have for tonight's game. We'll see how we work things out, whether we do national anthem first or whether we get into that after the starting lineups. But we're just about 45 seconds away from tipping things off here at Louisville High School. The Royal Knights taking on the Columbiana Comets. No high school basketball this Friday. I'll be out of town visiting my granddaughter and, of course, my son Cody and Tiffany. We could not get our logistics straight for Saturday, so no St. Thomas Central game on Saturday. If you go to the schedule and you see that, I have a feeling you'll still be there watching your nights.
I will, and I will make sure sports get posted.
So you do that. And also I'll mention Billy Beebe is here tonight.
Yes, set us all up.
And Billy's doing all of our social media. In fact, he was with us last year. He'll be taking photos and dropping them all over the website on Facebook and what have you. So And with that, we have the buzzer. And, of course, sitting right next to me, too, tonight, too. That's a little different. Up in the perch here is the head coach of the Louisville Leopard boys, Tom Siegfried. He'll be doing the starting lineups. We're going to turn the crown mic over as soon as he decides to get that going. We're getting everyone situated down there. In fact, he has to run back down because he is the official for tonight's game.
I know.
As well as his son, who is was up here, and you could tell it was like, Dad made me do this.
Well, you know.
Kind of thing. So
he couldn't get one of his seniors to do it. He had to pull in his
You don't want to risk injury. Here we go. We're going to turn it over to Tom Siegfried.
Tonight's contest between your Stark Royal Knights and the visiting Columbiana Comets. Before we get started with tonight's action, we would like to please rise. Gentlemen, remove your caps to hear the singing of our national anthem by Louisville's own Lucas Smith.
Great job, young man.
Hey, who are the five stars for Columbiana? Weinger, Gold, Gordon, Todd, Wilson.
We're waiting for Tom's on the phone communicating with the scores table down there. Here we get into the starting lineups for both teams.
Dalton, okay.
And this is, I'll tell you, this atmosphere for these kids is like their own Super Bowl tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Their own personal Super Bowl. It's going to be so much fun. And they are ready to go, I believe.
Check. I need to get Corey's.
Oh, we're doing the lights out. That's what the hand signal was for. We got the disco ball rolling here. Lights are out. Everybody getting a little fired up. Royal Knights, Columbiana Comets on WHPCSports.com.
Welcome to Louisville Gymnasium for tonight's contest between the visiting Columbiana Comets and your Stark Royal Knights. First, for your non-starters for Columbiana, number 20, Fred Bashara. Number 3, Michael Burchard. Number 23, Clarence Farmer. And now for your starters. Number 42, Joey Dalton. Number 45, Zach Wilson. Number 22, Keegan Todd. Number 55, Jamie Gordon. And number 4, Brian. Roll.
from City Valley, number 53, Mike Sunway. From Tulsa, number 44, Keith Hoffman. From Guadalupe, number 22, Adam Ludwig. And now for your starters on the lights. From North Kent, number 0, Robin Nudo. From Guadalupe, number 41, Tristan Brew. From Louisville, number 30, Jonah Marisak. From Louisville, number 3, Rocco.
That's the one they were waiting for, is Rocco Dangenhart. He's a vibrant young guy, 5'5". There we go, Tom Siegfried taking care of things for us. Now, Rocco Dangenhart came out. We get a little bios in all these kids, and we've seen Rocco now for every year we've done this. And if he can see the rim, the ball's going up.
Yes.
And it doesn't have to be half court. It doesn't have to be 10 feet. He'd preferably like to put it up from 25 or 30. We've seen that. And one year when he hit a three, this place erupted. I thought the paint was going to be chipped off the walls, but this will be a fun evening, folks. Hope you enjoy it, too. All the families that are in attendance tonight and people from Louisville and Columbiana Comets, the student section for Louisville, the cheerleading squad is here, the pep band, and we have you inside your favorite streaming device with us, Denny Kincaid. I'm Dan Belford. Thanks for stopping by and locking us in here tonight on what was just a wicked travel morning this morning. Turned into just a very just nasty rainy day the rest of the day, but we are here, you are there, and we're glad to have you. We're in the center circle getting ready to go here. Jamie Gordon for Columbiana will win the tap. Ball is on the floor, and the Knights are going to come away with it. That's Nate Manko. He'll fire up a three. Air ball on that. Went out of bounds, but it will stay in bounds to the Knights because trying to get the rebound was Gordon, who touched it on the way out. So the Knights are going to toss it in. Robbie Nudo will do the trigger, lobs it to the foul line. Ball is tapped around, and hustling for it was Jamie Gordon. Got his hand on it, just couldn't control it.
Two quick shots by the Knights, which you're going to see.
Inbounded pass is tipped away by Keegan Todd. So inbounding again will be Jonah Marinovcek. Foul line shot is up and got it. Count that one, a 15-footer for Tristan Broom. And by the time this night is over, Denny's little statistical iPad will be smoking. Trust me.
Oh, yeah.
Back to the other end are the Columbia and the Comets as the Knights go up 2-0. Baseline pass is going to be skipped out front and running it down, and now it's stolen. Taking it the distance and putting up right hand, he missed it, is no good for Nate Manko. Now foul line jumper, back of the rim, will not go. Ball on the floor, chasing it down is Marinovcek, who followed his missed shot and got his own rebound. Working his way inside, trying to pop up a little hook, and now Rocco for three, side of the rim and no good, and you'll hear the moans all night till he hits one. Had a good look from about 15 and couldn't get it to go.
Yeah.
Ball out of bounds, Knights take it back in.
You know, if he gets the ball anywhere near that three-point line,
it's on its
way. It's going to go up.
Now three ball at the other end. Count it! What a beautiful shot for Brian Weingart. And that puts Columbiana up by a score of 3-2. Clock running, 6:43 to go in the first period. In the lane now, kicking it over into the corner, trying to get it into the hands of Manco. He finally gets it. Now it's taken away. Trying to go the distance. Line lane the other end. Shot up with a left hand off the rim. Won't go. Rebound put up. No good. And the rebound is ripped down by Marichek. Skip a pass cross court. Rocco had it in his hands and he dropped it. Looking for someone out front. They're going to call him for stepping out of bounds. Puts his hands on his head. My fault. Back on defense. 3-2 Columbiana. 6:15 to go in the first. Here come the Comets. Handling the ball literally every time we've seen him bring it up court tonight is Weingart. Brian now back out front with a pass to Keegan Todd. Now three by Keegan. Banks it in. They're going to say foot on the line, just two.
Oh, looked like that was a three-pointer.
Yeah, and that's on Tom's son. He called it a two, all right? So we saw that. Now shot at the other end. Count the foul line jumper for Robbie Nudo. And Knights pull back within one, 5-4. Dribble the right hand over to the right wing is Weingart. Weingart now top of the key, goes baseline. Down low, little jump hook is up and no good. Blocked by Keegan Todd. Running it down out front is Weingart, but colliding with him and probably picking up the foul will be Tristan Broom.
Yeah, they got him. First foul for him, Tristan, and first for the Knights.
Ball is tossed inbounds by Jamie Gordon. Over to Weingart to the left wing to the baseline. Left-handed dribble. He's going to give it up and now pop the 10-footer. Side of the rim won't go. Ball is on the floor. Gordon runs it down into the corner, but he steps out. 5:07 to go in the first. Denny Kincaid, Dan Belford, Royal Knights, and the Columbiana Comets on a pretty full gymnasium here at Louisville High School. Back to the other end, thinking about the three, but now a nice pass down low. Count it. For Marichek, and the assists will go to Robbie Nudo. Now Rocco with some defense. They dribbled around him. This is Todd, who goes left elbow with a pass. Now back out front to Gordon, to Weingart on the left wing. He'll pass to Gordon. Elbow jumper, good. Pretty shot for Jamie Gordon. And Columbiana back up 7-6. Across the timeline with a dribble is Nudo. Backdoor pass and a beauty, but missing the shot was Tristan Broom. Ball slapped around. Rocco's going to jack the three. Got it! Oh, baby! And he's got the crowd on their feet.
Now you got to tell me he's got to play a little defense.
And he is. And they dribble around him. Now Weingart at the other end. In and out with the three. Ball slapped around into the hands of Tristan Broom. He's going to bring it up the sideline and dribble it out of bounds. Turnover Knights, Leopards. Well, I see Leopards on the scoreboard, but the Knights are up by a score of 9-7. Substitutions coming in. Boy, we have whole house here. 5-for-5. Corey Amatangelo is in the lineup. He's a leading scorer on this team this year. Now Weingart at the other end for Columbiana. Snaps it into the corner. As Jay Dalton, who tries to whip it back out front to Zach Wilson, who loses the handle, but the ball is tipped by the Knights out of bounds. I'm trying to corral all these names for you as they come in, too. We've got them all. We just have to make sure we get them. If not, blame it on Denny.
Okay, why
ball,
not?
Ball is inbounded. I believe that is Cameron Broom. Amatangelo shoots an air ball from 15. Now they get it back out to Corey. Stop pop from 10. Side of the rim won't go. A little upset at himself on that, but he had a good look. Weingart with the rebound. He'll bring it up across the timelines. 9-7 Knights. Weingart skips a pass cross court. We're going to go baseline right side. Got it into the hands of Keegan Todd. Now it's coming out the other way. Corey Amatangelo, give and go down the lane. Scoop shot, missed it. Rebound put up, got it. Give the bucket to Max Broom. Max 5'11 guard from Glen Oak High School. Pass over to Weinger, top of the key between the circles. Pressure by the Knights. Weinger gives it up. One bouncer to the right side to Gordon. Now they're going to jack a three off the side of the rim and no good for Keegan Todd. Going to come the other way. And Corey with the ball in his hand to the left side. Here comes the three. Max Broom nails another one. 14-7, Royal Knights. Comets across the timeline. Weinger crossover to the left wing. Now pivot dribble, top of the key. Looks to the right side. He's going to jack it himself this time. Off the side of the rim. Ball is on the floor. Baseline, no look past Gordon. 15-footer off the side of the rim. Rebound put up and no good. And the rebound is ripped down by Mike Senlin. Coming the other way. Amatangelo gives it up to the right side. Another 15-footer in the air. This time, Corey Amatangelo gets a rebound. He missed it. Broom missed the 15. And Amatangelo with the offensive board, but couldn't make a go. Weinger to the left wing, crossover, left to the right hand between the circles. Back to the left wing to the baseline. Amatangelo cuts him off there. Double team, pumps it into the lane to Jamie Gordon. Take it away by Amatangelo. Trying to go the distance. Line lane, finish, puts it up. He missed it, got his own rebound, and missed it again. Got it again, he missed it again. And the ball tapped out of bounds. 0-for-3 on the one-on-one effort. Still 14-7 Knights. We're going to stack it up right at the foul line this time. Nice pass inbounds. Shot off the glass. Will not go. Rebound is ripped down by Senlin. Good no-look pass. And a runner from the right side. Count it for Max Broom. Give the assist to Cameron Broom. When in trouble, look for your brother.
Yeah, his brother's got 7.
Now to the left side, Weinger. Saw an opening, quick double team though by the Knights. They're up 16-7. The ball's going to go off Weinger. Hands across the timeline and roll all the way to the other end of the court out of bounds. Inbounding will be Cameron Broom. Now they give it to Amatangelo, and Corey will toss it in, looking for some help. Goes top of the key to Senlin. Senlin, line lane, stop, pop, 8-footer, back of the rim, got it. Hit the glass, rolled around the rim one time and fell. 8-7 Knights, 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. Weinger now, deep three, 22-footer, off the side of the rim, and ripping it down is Senlin. Amatangelo, and Corey's going to bring it up himself. Gordon picks him up on the sideline. Now he gives it up to Max Broom. Broom now down low to Senlin, puts it up. He's hammered by behind by Gordon. Nice hustle, though, by Jamie Gordon, who was at about half court, saw that somebody was open back door and just kept running until he caught up to him.
Yes, but he did foul him.
So line left, Mike Senlin. He's out of Sandy Valley. He's going to shoot two. They say if the Royal Knights had a football team, he would be the middle linebacker. All right, shot is up by Mike around the rim and fell in. He's strong, he's physical, he's their best rebounder, and starting to become a finisher on the offensive end. We've seen witness to that tonight.
Yeah.
Second attempt by Senlin is around the rim and won't drop, but the rebound put up and no good on a nice effort by Keith Hoffman. We're coming the other way with Weingart, who does the majority of the ball handling on this team. Weinger now top of the key. Snaps it back to Jamie Gordon. Flips it over to the right side on the wing into the hands of Keegan Todd. Now Weinger, three ball. Hits the glass, won't go. Jamie Gordon at the buzzer got the rebound but couldn't put it up and in. One quarter in the books, 19-7. Knights back after this timeout.
Ah, home sweet home. Until the roof leaked, the hot water tank went cold, and the furnace died. At Friends and Family Credit Union, we can make it home sweet home again. With a home equity line of credit, our HELOC rates are outstanding, and there are no closing costs, no appraisal fees, no application fees, and no annual fees. Make it home home sweet home again. With a home equity line of credit from Friends and Family Credit Union, it's time to bring a friend into the family. Need a little extra jingle for your holiday Christmas shopping? Look no further than Friends and Family Credit Union and apply for your FFCU Fast Cash Loan. Simply apply in person or online at friendsandfamilycu.com. Once you're approved, we'll cut you a check for $2,000 for a rate of 9.99% APR and no payment for 90 days. All rates and promotions are subject to change without notice. Secure your FFCU Fast Cash Loan now at Friends and Family Credit Union. Now, more than ever, it's time to bring a friend into the family.
Together, Omni and Spectrum Orthopedics are changing the landscape of local orthopedic care. This January, we are joining practices to become Ortho United. For over 35 years, Omni and Spectrum Orthopedics have shared the same goal, continued accessibility to state-of-the-art excellence, right here at home. Ortho United, offering the same doctors at the same campuses, better together. Better for our communities.
Hey, we're back at Lewisville High School. I hit the button twice. I didn't know I did that. Okay, we're back. Anyway, 7:43 to go in the first half, 19-7 Royal Knights. Here's Keegan Todd in the lane. Weiger puts up the left-hander high off the glass, off the rim. Ball is on the floor. Might have a jump ball, and we do. Went into the hands of Jonah Marichek. Weiger tied him up. Possession arrow will stay to the Royal Knights. We're back out here a week from Friday as the Leopards take on Hoover.
Yeah, that'll be a big game. A lot of momentum coming into the tournament.
No
with
doubt.
That game coming on.
Air ball for the Knights. Gordon with a rebound. Weingart across the timeline with a left-handed dribble. Wants to snap a pass with over the air on the left side. Now foul line jumper by Gordon off the nice pass by Weingart. Went about 14 feet. So we got an air ball there. Saved inbounds right into the hands of the Knights, though, to Marichek. Nate Manko now skips it cross court. Rocco for three. Skips across the rim. Ball slapped around, and Gordon the rebound. Boy, this place gets on their feet when he lets one go.
Yes.
You gotta love it.
And he makes sure the student body knows it.
Now a deep three by Manko will not go, or Keegan Tana, I should say, will not go. Rebound is taken, and the run out by Tristan Broom, trying to finish with the right hand. Weinger, nice job to step in and tap it out of his hands.
No. No, they...
Oh, they're going to say it went off his hands.
Yeah, it went
hands.
Off of
okay.
One of the comments hands.
So triggering the inbound will be Bobby Nudo. Bobby, 5'6", guard out of Hoover. You were laughing about something. You got to let me know.
Rocco is shaking hands with one of the Comet players.
Well, that time, Rocco, 22-footer, went about 20 feet, so air ball for him. He's not very happy. That won't stop him from chucking up another one, though. He never saw a shot he didn't like. Now
shooter,
Rocco's got the hands going. Bring it on defense.
Shooters have a quick memory loss.
They do, don't they? Gordon has it tipped out of his hands. Down low,
oh,
nice pass, and a good finish.
I think that's, where did I have it?
Give the finish to, what was it, number three? Do you have a number three?
No, we do not.
Shot missed and rebounded. Down to Keegan Todd. He's going to bring it up by himself to the left elbow extended. Pass cross court to a young man. We don't have the number. We'll try to get that for you at halftime. Jamie Gordon now. Weingart from 25 feet. He banked it in. Shut the front door. That pulls Columbiana within 7 to 19 to 12.
And that got the Lewisville basketball team up on their feet.
How about that? Three at the other end for the Knights. A little too hard on that one as it ricochets out to the right corner pocket. Jonah Marichek couldn't find the mark. Weingart runs it down. He'll walk it across the timeline. Clock running at 5:24. At the other end, pass down low. Young man, number three, had it blocked by number 30. Marichek. It went off of Marichek. Yep, that's what I thought. Jamie Gordon will toss it in for Columbiana. Jamie into the corner. In and out of the hands that time of Zach Wilson. So turnover for the Comets. Knights will inbound.
Just so you know, we've already had 14 three-point shots.
What was the high we had 1 year? Wasn't it 50?
It might. I think so.
So running it up with the right hand is Nudo. Robbie across the timeline. Well, he was thinking about a three there. To the right side, Maricek will jack the three. Almost banked it in from 20. Ball on the floor. Rocco's got it. Trying to create some space, and Weigert took it out of his hand. Back to the other end. Weigert, line, lane, finish left hand. Will not go. Maricek had a rebound, got the rebound, tied up and took it back. Now he pulls up with a dribble to cross court. Trying to finish, right hand off the glass and no good for Nate Manko. Weigert comes down with a rebound. He's everywhere. Weigert across the timeline to the left wing. Skips a pass, Gordon to the right side. Thinking about the three, back out to Gordon now, who looks to the left wing. High arcing pass over to Weigert. Weigert thinks baseline, runner from 10 feet, sails to the other side of the rim, and Manko rips down the rebound. Nate being pressured full court, banging off a couple of kids, and he's finally fouled by Zach Wilson. More substitutions coming in for the Royal Knights.
He's got to quit doing that.
Mike Sendlin is in. Cameron Broom. Corey Amatangelo had a picture taken with him last year. Said he wanted to add that to his bucket list, and he asked me if we could do another picture this year. I said, oh, I thought it was on your bucket list. Thought we took care of that. Great kid. Plays hard. Oh, they're all good kids down here. They really are. A little situation here, or do we have a timeout? Nope, they're finally going to inbound. There we go.
No, they better not, because I don't know if there was a timeout called, but.
The Comets coach has his kids in a huddle. The Knights stayed out on the court. I think we do. So they're going to come back out. Keegan Todd still on the courts. Brian Wengert still out there. Also, Jay Dalton for the Comets. See who else we have out here that I missed before. Trying to get the young man far right wing. Can't focus on his number. Oh, it's Michael Burchie. Okay, Michael. Back to the other end. Down the lane. Reverse layup. Right hand. Almost getting it to go was Cameron Broom. Rebound. Slapped up and no good by Amatangelo. And putting it up and in off the offensive board is Mike Sendlin. 3:52 clock on the move here in the first half. Knights are up 21-12. Weigert back to the other end, to the left sideline in front of the Knights bench. To the left side to Burchie. Burchie double team now, trying to find some help. They flip it out, foul line jumper on the way, count it. Beauty by Keegan Todd. Give the assist to Clayton Forner. Back to the other end. And now the runner down the lane, banking good from Mike Sendlin. Boy, Mike knows what to do with it when he gets it. He just plants his feet, pivots, and goes. Seven in the game for him. 3:09 remaining in the first half. WHBCSports.com, Royal Knights of Stark County against the Columbiana Comets. Keegan Todd, right side, banks in the 15-footer. I'm pretty sure I heard him call glass.
I think so, because that's the old-fashioned good use of glass.
23-16. Pass down low was a beauty, too. Nice look by Max Broom. Went off the hands, though, of Nate Manko.
No, actually, I think it went off his brother's hands.
Oh, okay, it did. There you go. Lost the number in the turn. Weigert again, right elbow extended, top of the key now to the left wing. In trouble. Burchie has it now. Gives it back up to Weigert to the baseline. He's going to try to reverse something here. Now to the right sideline. Now jump hook in the lane. Rattles the rim. Pops out. The rebound is ripped down by Max Broom. Hands it off to Corey Amatangelo. Quickly up court to Max. Down low. Here's a five-footer. Off the rim will not go for Keith Hoffman. And the rebound is going to be taken down by Keegan Todd. Todd with the right-handed dribble across the timeline. 2 minutes remaining here. In the first half of play, Royal Knights, Columbiana, 23-16, the Royal Knights. Good ball game thus far. One bouncer to the right side to Todd. Todd puts it on the floor. Now giving it up is Joey Dalton. Now Wengert, straightaway three. Backboard rim, no. Ball on the floor, coming away with it. Mike Sendlin ahead to Amatangelo. Corey, right elbow. Stop, pop, right from there. Good. Nice control, knew where he was, knew where the defenders were, and he just set himself and hit it. 25-16. Birchie on the right wing, gives it back up. Tries to get it to Keegan Todd. It's taken away by Amatangelo. Sendlin runs it down, then gives it back to him. Minute nine remaining here in the first half. We'll just keep it here.
Timeout by the Royal Knights.
Knights will take a breather. We're this close to halftime. So we mentioned a week from this Friday, we'll be back in this gymnasium. I think it'll be a nice matchup with North Canton Hoover.
Yeah.
Taking on Louisville, who's playing some great ball this year. I saw Hoover again, lost another tough one last night. McKinley, I think, maybe surprising a few people based on the inconsistency, and now they've pulled off two in a row.
Two and double-digit wins. This, I mean, which is good.
It's come down to
time to hit your peak.
Yeah, lockdown defense is what's gotten them a couple of wins.
Yes.
So going to be a nice ending to the season. And, of course, looking forward to the tournaments. Right corner pocket was Amatangelo. Hits side of the backboard. Sendlin gets it back to him now. Elbow shot from 15 won't go. And the rebound falls into the hands. I don't have a three. That's the three we don't have a number for. Keegan Todd to Weingart. Weingart now with the drive, left side of the lane, left-hander, glass rim, got it. Nice shot by Brian Weingart. Brian now with 8 points in the game.
Yeah.
36 seconds to go. Pass back door. Sendlin backs down. Tries to throw it high off the glass. Went behind the backboard, though, but he was fouled. He'll shoot two.
I think Jamie Gordon got the bad end of that foul.
Yep, that he did.
I think he kind of got
a couple of big guys banging there, man. Yeah. I'll tell you.
But he picks up the foul.
Here, Mike Sendlin out of Sandy Valley. Line left. Deep breath. Bends the knees. On its way. And side of the rim on this one. Birchie coming back in for Columbiana. Taking a breather. Jamie Gordon.
Probably a good idea since he has two fouls to not get the third before half.
Now look at Tom Siegfried. He's a referee. He's not even paying attention. He's talking to people up in the stands. Come on, coach. Second attempt by Sendlin. Rattles the rim, drops it down. 26-18. Royal Knights. Birchie will bring it up. Left-handed dribbled across the timeline. Kind of getting the ball out of the hands of Wengert. Now they get it back to him in the left wing. Trying to isolate. Doing a nice job to push him back out front. Now pass on the left side. Go to Dalton. To Wenger. Down the lane. Floater from 15. Won't go. And the rebound down by Amatangelo. 4 seconds on the clock. Backdoor pass. And out of the hands at the buzzer to Adam Ludwig. I thought Corey was going to let it fly.
I thought he was too. It looked like he was lining up. But, I mean, that was a good look on Corey's part to they get it inside, but hold on to it.
No doubt. Well, we're halftime here. Denny will work on the numbers. Nice game, 26-18 at halftime. WHBCSports.com. Dan Belfer with you as well. Crowd all heading to the concession stands. Boy, this has really turned to be a nice show of appreciation and support tonight from the Louisville faithful, from the Columbia and the Comets folks. It's been outstanding, it really has, and an enjoyment for us too. Denny mentioned our fifth year we have done this game. Look forward to it every year. We appreciate this support of Pam Cook and everyone at WHBC, and we'll continue. Keep coming back. And Billy's here tonight doing all the social media. You got all kinds of cool stuff for social media? Yeah. Thumbs up. This is where he doesn't speak. He just kind of thumbs up, Bells. All right. No problem. Billy, baby. Of course, he and Bob Jeffries do our stream games all season long. Man, we'll have tournaments coming up. It's going to be a busy close to the season here coming into February, and then once we get into tourney time.
I think we probably have another week before the drawings come out.
Yeah.
I think. And, you know, Louisville moved up. They're in Division One, so a good litmus test will be the Hoover game because Division One.
Well, they played Hoover this year. They played McKinley this year early in the season.
Yes.
So they've taken on
Perry.
They've taken on some good ones.
And, you know, they've rolled off. They lost the first two, and then they rolled off, I think, 11 or 12 in a row.
Yeah, they have.
They were recent. No, they have not been beaten.
It's been a while. They're doing some good things.
The last two games that they've had, it was like 91-46 and 88-51.
Well, Louisville this year was only six boys over, and that put him into D1. And Denny and I were talking on the phone either this week or last week. I'm like, well, if you're in D2, the path is no easier when you're going to eventually run into Hoban.
Yep.
And some teams like that. We've seen Akron Hoban firsthand and what they bring to the table, and they can play with anybody. So our halftime score here, 26 for the Leopards, 18 for the Columbiana Comets. We'll take a break here. Denny will have the numbers for you, and we're back after a couple of timeouts.
There's nothing better than a night out at the Kent Stage. Don't miss upcoming shows like Comedy with Paul Rodriguez, January 13th, Valentine's Day with Dave Mason. Mickey Dolan celebrates the Monkees on April 19th. The Cream of Clapton on May 20th. Get your tickets now for these and so many other exciting shows at kentstage.org. Northeast Ohio's premier concert venue is the Kent Stage.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way to Bell Stores for the perfect gift. A Bell Bucks gift card. Your family and friends will love them. They can use them at the pump. They can use them in the store. For every $25 Bell Bucks you purchase using your Bell Buddy rewards, you will earn 10 cents off a gallon of fuel. The perfect gift is for them and you at Bell Stores. Have a great day and jingle all the way.
Ah, home sweet home. Until the roof leaked, the hot water tank went cold, and the furnace died. At Friends and Family Credit Union, we can make it home sweet home again. With a home equity line of credit, our HELOC rates are outstanding, and there are no closing costs, no appraisal fees, no application fees, no annual fees. Make it home sweet home again. With a home equity line of credit from Friends and Family Credit Union, it's time to bring a friend into the family.
Do you snore? Do you wake up feeling unrefreshed? Are you tired throughout the day? You may have sleep apnea. Neuroscience Research Center, collaborating with a neurologist at NeuroCare Sleep Center, are currently enrolling patients in a clinical trial for obstructive sleep apnea using a weight loss medication. They are evaluating patients with sleep apnea who are already diagnosed but don't tolerate their current treatments. Participation is free, including all tests, labs, and medication. Compensation is often provided. Contact them today, www.neurocarecenter.com, or call 330-244-2542.
There's nothing better than a night out at the Kent Stage. Don't miss upcoming shows like Comedy with Paul Rodriguez, January 13th, Valentine's Day with Dave Mason. Mickey Dolan celebrates the Monkees on April 19th, the Cream of Clapton on May 20th. Get your tickets now for these and so many other exciting shows at kentstage.org. Northeast Ohio's premier concert venue is the Kent Stage.
Not really sure why I put the crowd mic up again with that band.
I don't know why.
Has the Raptors rocking a little bit here. We're back at Louisville High School. The Stark County Public Special Olympics is the connection to the Royal Knights. Kids from all over Stark County, young adults, if you will, really, who play for them. Columbia and the Comets come up here every year. This is kind of like the Globetrotters playing their nemesis,
the Capitals.
The Capitals or something. I don't know what it was. But here we are with a nice game tonight. We've had some one-sided games at halftime. We've got a nice game tonight at 26-18. Danny Kincaid, yours truly, Dan Belford, you at home. Always a pleasure working for you. Appreciate you locking us in, showing support for these young men here tonight. on WHBCSports.com. Denny has some numbers from the first half, so let's get to them.
Well, there was no lack of shooting by either team. The Royal Knights, they were 11 of 36 from the floor. Columbiana, they were 8 of 26 from the floor. Behind the arc, Royal Knights, they were 2 of 8. And Columbiana, 2 of 9. Free throw line, the Knights were 2 of 4. And Columbiana did not go to the free throw line at all. Turnovers, actually, it's been a fairly clean game to a point.
Yeah.
We only really had 4 turnovers by Columbiana and 3 turnovers by the Royal Knights. Rebounds, 28 rebounds for the Royal Knights, 17 for Columbiana. And of those 28, 8 of them were for the Knights, were on the offensive end for putback, so not bad. And then Columbiana, they only had 3 offensive rebounds. So individual numbers, we'll go with Columbiana first. They're led by Brian Wingard, 8 points. Keegan Todd with 6. Jamie Gordon with 2 for them. For the Royal Knights, Robbie Nudo with 2. Rocco Denegard with 3.
By the way, Rocco, they're out here warming up right now. We're 2:43 away. Rocco has yet to take anything less than 22 feet in a warm-up.
Yeah. You know, it kind of reminds me of me. You won't see him in the paint very often.
I thought you meant, mind you, like the bricks.
No, well, no, that too. But,
no, but Rocco hit one, and he's been close on a couple, though. I just love watching the kid play. I really do. Anyway, sorry, partner. Go ahead.
No problem. So, Jonah Marichek with 2. Max Broom in that first quarter had 7 points. And then rounding it out, their big boy, Mr. Linebacker, Mike Sundland with 8 points tonight. 3 of 4 from the floor, by the way. And he's got 5 rebounds.
Well, he gets after it on the boards.
So,
he does, yeah.
Kind of fun. But, yeah. Actually, the first quarter, Royal Knights outscored Columbiana 19-7. And somewhat of a reversal in that second quarter because Columbiana outscored the Royal Knights 11-7 to really get themselves back into a game where it's only 8-point difference.
Yeah.
So
nothing but a fun night here in Louisville, Ohio. We love this. And by the way, Louisville, your gas prices are way too high. And I'm not telling anybody who lives here anything they don't know. Let's put it that way. Once I left the confines of Route 30 driving over, I'm like, geez, what happened? Is the truck late getting here with the fills? So, I mean, come on. Anyway, though, pleasure to be here. We love coming over to Louisville, whether it's Royal Knights or whether it's a Leps game, football or basketball. We always just get the red card treatment because red carpet treatment. These are just great folks in this community, and we always love to be here. Looking at all the proud moms and dads that are here tonight to support their kids. The student section, as we mentioned, I'm not kidding. This Louisville side, you walk in the gym from the baseline to the baseline, front row to the top where we sit up top here is full. And there aren't many seats across the way.
No.
Put it to you that way. From the Comets folks and the filtering of Louisville people over there also. Should say congratulations also on the efforts of Sean Broom and Jamie who get things put together
for us
and bring us out. They are so kind and offer anything that we could possibly use for this broadcast. I think we need to pass that along to a lot of the varsity coaches from out of town that we struggle with. Okay, we're ready to go here. Good job, partner. Good numbers. I'm sure that thing is charged up, isn't it? You're going to need it a lot in the second half.
Yeah.
And hey, we want to take a snapshot. We got our own very Royal Knights hats.
Billy Beebe took a shot.
Yeah,
of him, so.
Beautiful. And Billy, by the way, they'll let you know he has the starting lineups, live video on all our social platforms, whether it be Instagram or social media or the WHBC Sports site. and so on and so forth. So check it all out. First shot of the game is put up and no good for the Comets. Rebound comes down. See who got that rebound. Was that Manko? Yeah, Nate Manko got the board. Now back to the other end. Manko's open, foul line. He's going to put it up from there and got it. Nice shot by Nate Manko. The defense sucked in toward the baseline. Nate saw the opening and just popped it from the foul line. 28-18, 10-point lead for the Royal Knights. Back to the other end. Weinger now to the left side to Jamie Gordon. Gordon on the left wing with a one bouncer at the elbow to Weinger. Fades away from five. Got it off the glass. Nice shot.
Yeah, nice little step back.
He's a good little player, man. Plays well in control. Can pop it inside, outside. Now three ball of the rim. Halfway down and out. Was no good for Robbie Nudo. But the rebound put back up and in. Who got that one, Denny?
That was Cameron Broom.
Okay, Cameron did get that. All right. 30-20. Still a 10-point lead for the Knights. Comets back on the attack. The left-handed dribble by Weinger. Rocco cuts him off. Good job, Mr. Degenhart. Gets it over to Keegan Todd. To Weinger. They want to get it back in his hands. Now we go to Jamie Broom. Turnaround. Glass got it. 8 feet up the lane. Pretty shot for Jamie Broom. Comets cut the lead to eight. Now running it up with a right-handed dribble is Cameron Broom to the left side to Nudo. Nudo, stop, pop, 12-footer, hits the rim, ball out on the floor, rebound by Broom. Cameron puts it up, will not go, but blocked out of bounds. They're going to say inbound to the Knights. Or did he get fouled? Oh, he got fouled.
No,
he's going to shoot
two.
Okay. See who picked up the foul here.
I don't know if our referees decided to tell the scorers.
All right. Shot by Cameron up. Good rotation. Got it. Good looking shot.
You know what's odd?
What?
They didn't even give a foul to either team.
Oh, I know. And he just shot the second one and made it. Cameron's out of Glen Oak, 5'6", can play all five positions. Plays it very well, too. He'll score. He defends. He rebounds. Pretty much he'll do whatever you ask him to do. And if you're at the Wendy's up there in Washington Square, he works up there. He also works over at the North Canton YMCA.
I've
Pop in and
him.
Say hi. There you go. Stop in and say hi to him, all right? Oh, what a disappointment on the rebound. They blew the whistle, and Rocco was all alone at the other end.
Yeah.
And Rocco just took six steps to the basket, but it doesn't matter. We have a dead ball here.
Yeah, I don't think Rocker heard the whistle.
And one of the defenders didn't hear it either. He ran to the other end to play defense. So Jamie will toss it in. That's Jamie Gordon. He's got it on the left wing now. Weinger now thinking three, but nice defense stepping out on that is Nudo. Now they get it into the corner with a pass to Wilson. Wilson has it taken away by Nudo. Here's the pass back to Cameron Broom. Jamie Gordon all over him, but he finally gives it up to Nate Manko. Manko, baseline pass to the right side. Maracek, now Rocco nails the three! Rocco's hit two bombs tonight, folks. 35-22, and he's got six in the game. Weinger to Jamie Gordon, back to Keegan Todd, ball taken away by Nudo. He wants to go to distance. Now he passes down low. Cameron Broom lost the handle. Shot, pop, eight-footer off the back of the rim. Will not go for Maracek. And he's fouled, or they're going to take it out? Yep, he's going to the line to shoot two.
You know, I guess we're not really counting fouls here.
Yeah, who's paying off these officials?
I know.
Come on, come on. Of course, the officials tonight, head basketball coach for Louisville, Tom Siegfried, his son is helping out as well. Maracek at the line here. A couple of good dribbles, good form. Ball on the way, a little too hard though. Bangs off back of the rim. 35-22, Knights on top. And Maracek looking to add to that.
Yeah, timeout, Columbiana.
Timeout on the court, 35-22, Royal Knights. 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. We're back after this timeout.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way to Bell Stores for the perfect gift. A Bell Bucks gift card. Your family and friends will love them. They can use them at the pump. They can use them in the store. For every $25 Bell Bucks you purchase using your Bell Buddy rewards, you will earn 10 cents off a gallon of fuel. The perfect gift is for them and you at Bell Stores. Have a great day and jingle all the way.
Get the latest score. Hey, Proline riders, beginning January 2nd, 2023, SARTA 31-day passes won't be accepted. What's the best way to keep riding? Glad you asked. Try the new SARTA scorecard, a tap-to-pay reusable card that's easier and more convenient than ever. Tap your way to everywhere. It's easy to reload your SARTA card, and it speeds up boarding too. Check out the SARTA scorecard at SARTAonline.com. That's your score update from SARTA.
Back at Louisville High School. Birchie to the other end for the Comets. 10-footer, baseline left will not go, and the rebound's ripped down by Mankel. Back at the other end, Marichak missed both his free throw attempts, so we're still at 35-22, Knights on top. And Mankel, Nate's going to toss it in. He does so to Cameron Broom. Cameron now, the right-handed dribble across the timeline. Backdoor pass, Marichak tried a little spin on Jane Gordon. He lost the handle. Turnover for the Knights. Comets back on the attack. Weingart to Gordon. First time he's brought it up tonight. He's going to give it back, though, to Weingart, who's going to stop, pop up a 10-footer. From the, or I should say like 15-footer left side. Banked it. Oh, what a soft touch off the bank, too.
Exactly.
Hit the backboard, hit the rim, kind of hung there and fell.
A guy after my own heart using the glass.
You got it. Now at the other end for the Knights, Mankel is going to miss an 18-footer. Ball ricochets out to Weingart. He dribbles to the right wing for the Comets, down 35-24. Under 4 minutes now to go in the third. Birchie thinks about it. Gets it to the right elbow to Jamie Gordon to Weingart. Three is in the air. Too hard off the side of the rim. Cameron Broom the rebound on the fly up the right sideline. Cameron pass. Rocco puts it up on the fly. He missed it. And Jamie Gordon rips down the rebound. Rocco didn't know what to do. He had a shot from 6 feet.
Yeah.
We have seen Rocco take a pass inside, run back out behind the line and shoot it.
Not in his wheelhouse.
You got it. Pass inside by Birchie, taken away by Marichak. Tries to get it up court to Rocco Degenhard. And we get a timeout by the Knights. 3:25 to go here. Just 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here.
You know how we talked about not too many turnovers in that first half?
And now all of a sudden, huh?
I think we've already eclipsed that.
Love watching all these young kids here supporting these young men tonight. Of course, the student section we already know about. They come out in droves like this is a state semifinal game or something.
Well, they'll have a chance to host a couple of tournament games here. That's
yeah, they
sure.
will. Shendlin back in the lineup. Also, Corey Amatangelo. And the inbounded pass will go from Max Broom back to Amatangelo. Corey now with a right-handed dribble, top of the key, snaps it left side. Long three off the side of the rim will not go for Max Broom. Rebound is run down and flipped back out front to Amatangelo. Corey to the right wing. Broom again. Three ball just inside the line. They're going to call it two. Boy, he had the three, and he took one step forward. That's all he had to do, get a toe on the line, but nonetheless, about a 17-footer. And 37-24, Royal Knights. Pass inside, taken away by Senlin. To Amatangelo. Gives it up to Senlin. Down low, one dribble, puts it up. He missed it. Rebound, though, put up and put in by Tristan Broom. He's had a good night on the boards tonight, too. 39-24, Knights starting to pull away. 2:30 to go here in the third quarter. Weingart looks to Birchie. Now pops it back out front. Jamie Gordon, top of the key to the right wing. Pass back out front is taken away by Tristan Broom. Tries to go the distance. He's underneath the bucket. Wants to flip it out on the wing to Amatangelo, and he throws it out of bounds. Another turnover. 2:13 to go.
You know, I think in this half, we've had at least three different back-to-back turnovers by each team.
Wenger to Burgi. Burgi had an opening, now looks down low. Amatangelo steps in the passing lane, takes it away. Corey across the timeline with a right-handed dribble. Somebody coming up from behind, Corey. They knock it out of your hand, but he tracks it down to the right side. Deep three on the way, hits it off the backboard, no good for Moeller, and the rebound put back up and in. I think that was Max Broom who got it. Yeah, 11 in the game now. Wingert, right-handed dribble, right wing. Now switches to the left hand, to the right elbow with a one bouncer to Gordon, who's going to walk it over to the right side. Gordon with a one bouncer, back to Burchie. He loses the handle. He's going to flip it back out to Brian Wenger. Wenger now snaps a cross-court pass. Now nice pass down low, putting it up, putting it in. Is a kick for Columbiana. We don't have a name for the number, number three.
We think it's Gladen Forner.
Gladen Forner?
Yep.
Okay, we'll just say Forner. Got it. Good job, young man. Nice catch and finish. Amatangelo banks it in from 12, left side. Corey now, second bucket of the game. 43-26. Deep three, left side. Ricochets off the backboard. Down low to Forner, puts it up. Air ball from 8, and rebound Amatangelo. Corey the run out. And what do we have? Substitution or 42.4 seconds remaining in the third quarter. I'm not sure what they were doing there.
The referees with their inadvertent
whistles. Same kids on the court, except I do think we have Keith Hoffman came in the game.
Yeah.
Keith is in. He'll set up on defense on the left side. Columbiana still yakking away over there. It's a long time out, I guess. And no one really knew what was going on. But here we go. We're about ready to go. 43-26. All Royal Knights here in this third quarter of play. Amatangelo pulls up the dribble. Foul line now. Shot is banked up from 15. Will not go for Tristan Broom. Ball on the floor and coming away with it, Keegan Todd. Keegan across the timeline to the right elbow extended. Snaps it back to Weingart. Foul line trying to back in. Sendlin blocks his way, and trust me, you're not moving him.
No, you're
not.
Back
out to Wilson. Wilson with one bouncer to Keegan Todd. Keegan pops it into the corner. Baseline, thinking about the shot. They'll go back to Todd, though. Todd tries to pivot in the lane, take it out of his hands by Hoffman, who runs it up the left sideline, and Weingart takes it away. Got a man open up court, doesn't see him. Now he lobs it up with 1 second on the clock. He wanted that buzzer beaten three, and he didn't get it. 43-26. I keep seeing the Leopards up there, and it's not Royal Knights on top. Denny and yours truly, Dan Belford. We're back after this time.
Did you know memory loss is not a part of normal aging? Are you becoming more forgetful? Do you have a family history of Alzheimer's? Neuroscience Research Center, collaborating with the neurologists at NeuroCare Center in Canton, Ohio, have been selected for several unique clinical trials. They are enrolling patients who are at risk for dementia, have early memory impairments, known as mild cognitive impairment, or for patients already diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Participation is free, including all tests, labs, and medication. Compensation is often provided. Contact them today, www.neurocarecenter.com. Or call 330-244-2542. Do you snore? Do you wake up feeling unrefreshed? Are you tired throughout the day? You may have sleep apnea. Neuroscience Research Center, collaborating with the neurologists at NeuroCare Sleep Center, are currently enrolling patients in a clinical trial for obstructive sleep apnea using a weight loss medication. They are evaluating patients with sleep apnea who are already diagnosed but don't tolerate their current treatments. Participation is free, including all tests, labs, and medication. Compensation is often provided. Contact them today, www.neurocarecenter.com, or call 330-244-2542.
Welcome back to Lewis Hill High School. Royal Knights and the Columbiana Comets tonight. Knights on top, 43-26, fourth and final quarter. Sendlin down low, nice pass from Amatangelo. He missed the shot. Rebound ripped down by, is that Dalton?
And Dayton.
Trying to figure out what you wrote down. Dayton, all right, Joey Dayton. Pass in the lane, tipped by Sendlin. Amatangelo has it with a run out. Corey across the timeline to the right wing, flips it across the lane and losing it. Out of bounds will be Tristan. No, not Tristan, Keith Hoffman. Todd back at the other end for the Comets right wing. Loses handle for a second, gets it back out to Winger. Top of the key, left-handed dribble to the right wing, just inside the line. Will snap the pass to Todd. Todd into the corner, thinking about the three, now puts it to the baseline. On a pretty good effort that time by Zach Wilson, who was tapped out of his hands, though, by Max Broom. And things have gotten a little bit sloppy here about the last 5-6 minutes.
Yeah, quite a number of turnovers.
Wengert open for three, decides to take it into the lane, back it out to the foul line now between the circles. Wengert to the left wing. Wants to skip a pass cross court, he does so to Todd. Keegan now looks into the corner, nothing there. Back over to Wengert. Wengert to the left wing, to the baseline, fadeaway 8-footer, good. Pretty shot.
He's made a couple of those. Exact same shot.
Nice little fadeaway from about 8 to 10 feet is what he likes to do. 14
yeah, right
in the game now.
Right there on the baseline.
Now deep three, left side, off the side of the rim. Will not go for Broom, and the rebound comes down to the Comets. Wengert again brings it up court. 43-28, he's going to stop, pop three on the way. Got it!
I was going to say, someone better guard that young man.
43-31, 6:12 to go in the game. Amatangelo to the left side. Amatangelo now passed down low, putting it up, and missing the shot was Broom. And cleaning it up, putting it in, is Amatangelo.
Corey's got 9 rebounds in the game.
9 rebounds to go, what, 6 points now?
Yep.
Wengert back to the common end of the court. Left sideline, looking for that opportunity for three. Nice double-team defense, though. One bouncer to the left lane, and Amatangelo takes it away. Corey, line lane, pass in the lane, down low. Nice dish, but missing the shot was Broom. Ball still on the court. Baseline jumper, Amatangelo, no, and Keegan Todd comes away with it. Keegan's off and running. Keegan, line lane, finish right hand, won't go. And the rebound ripped down by Max Broom. Amatangelo at the other end. Todd playing catch up, nice pass down low, finish good. Tristan Broom with a nice catch and finish. Tristan was sixth in the game, so for Amatangelo to go those rebounds and points, he had a very nice assist. Todd the other end, across the rim from 12, Amatangelo the rebound. Corey run out with the right hand. Right wing, Corey. Backdoor pass, shot up, shot no good, but the rebound, Amatangelo got it, this foul. Tried to dish it down low to Keith Hoffman. He was defended pretty well, almost got it to go, but Corey right there on the spot to clean up and put it in.
You know, I wonder if I have. Corey and Cantalo, he's got 7 offensive rebounds.
Wow. And the last one, a putback that puts him at the line for the and one opportunity. Spins it around the fingertips after a couple of dribbles on its way, and good. Nothing but net.
Nice form.
Really nice form.
He's got 9.
Well, they said in the bio on Core, he either starts or finishes the fast break, and that's pretty much what we see from him tonight. Wengert across the timeline. Todd back over with a pass to Jamie Gordon. Now Wengert again. They're going to leave him alone. He might think about it, but nice defense by Rocco Degenhardt to cut him off the path. Now Jamie Gordon, floater from 8 feet, an air ball, and the rebound falls into the hands of Cameron Broom. Cameron going the distance. Wengert cuts him off, though, and stepping in the lane to tip it out of bounds is Jamie Gordon. Now putting it up, and no good is Cameron Broom as they save the ball inbounds to Keegan Todd. Skips it, cross court. Pass out front to Gordon. Jamie hands it off to Wengert. Ryan now jacks a deep three. Rifles off the back of the rim right into the hands of Jonah Marichek. And Jonah brings it up across the timeline with a pass to Nudo. One bouncer, baseline, back over to Manko. Manko Tenuto, right elbow shot, too hard. Got his own rebound, puts it up again. Good. Robbie Nudo, 5'6 guard from Hoover. His family's on their feet cheering him on. Says he can drive, dish, hit the three, and the mid-range jumper. We've seen every one of those tonight from him, just about.
Have.
Now, turn around from 15 feet. I thought Keegan John was going to pass it, and he banked it in from about 15 right side. 50-33, Royal Knights, down to 3 minutes remaining in the game. Nice pass in the lane. Almost a good finish, but following his rebound and coming up with it. Now Rocco for three, missed it. Boy, it almost hung up there and fell in. Degenhardt almost came with a steal on Weinger. Almost taps it away again. Jamie Gordon now down the lane. Floater from 10 off the backboard and no good. Rebound slapped around, coming away with it. Manko ahead to Cameron Broom. To Rocco, but they're going to D him up this time. Tries to pass it over to Broom. He does. Nice pass down low. 10-footer off the glass rim. Will not drop for Maracek. Ball on the floor, and the last to touch it was Jonah Maracek. 2:12 to go. 51-33 Knights. Nice hustle. Robbie Nudo will take a breather. He's played a nice game tonight.
Yes, he has.
Nice round of applause from friends and family. Weingart now to Todd. Skips it cross court. Looking for help. Jamie Gordon, turnaround 10-footer in the lane. Rifles around the rim. Ball bounces out to the corner. Jamie Gordon runs it down. Flips it back out front. Rock almost had the pick. Weingart now for three. A little too hard for him as it ricochets out into the right corner pocket. Gordon flips it back out front. Rocco's got it. Rocco off to the races and has it knocked out of his hands from behind. Nice defense and a good save by Weinger. Quickly up court to Gordon. Ball is tapped away and stolen by Maracek. Maracek back to the other end. Walked with it. I think they'll call him double dribble on that. It appeared he wanted to go across the lane to Rocco. And the defense showed up. And now the student section booing.
Their own teammate.
The Siegfried tandem of referees. Oh, you gotta love this.
That was good.
That was great. Here come the comments on offense. Down 51-33, minute 22 to go. Nice pass down low, forcing it up though from 10, but getting fouled is Zach Wilson. He'll shoot two. So Zach Wilson, line left. First attempt coming up here with a minute 19 remaining. First shot on the way, a little too hard. Hit the rim, the backboard, and fell off. Second attempt is no good, and the rebound is ripped down by Nate Manko. He hands it off to Cameron Broom. Cameron now between the circles with a right-handed dribble to the right side to Nate Manko. Three in the air, side of the rim, no. And the rebound tapped around. Jamie Gordon was going for it, but then he backed off and let the ball go out of bounds. Comes back inbounds to the Knights. Weingart quickly up court to Manko. Or Keegan Todd, I should say, to Jamie Gordon to Weingart. Weingart thinking three here. Now, pass down low, though. Gordon turns around from five. Doesn't get it to go. Got his own rebound and leaning over the back and maybe picking up the foul would be Manko.
Actually, he caught a jump ball.
Oh, okay. Weingart on a nice inbound pass. Put it up from five off the glass. Won't go. Now we got to run out to the other end. Maracek, line lane, loses the handle. Back to Rocco. 10-footer won't go. Into the hands of Todd. Up court quickly for Columbiana to Weingart. Down low, Jamie Gordon got it. Nice look by Weingart. Nice finish by Gordon. Jamie now six in the game. 31 seconds remain. All over but the shouting for the Royal Knights, up 51-35. They're checking the lane, got it for me. Todd at the other end, banks it from 15 into the hands of Adam Ludwig. A hand to Moeller. Rocco's open down low, puts it up. Oh, he missed it as Jamie Gordon got the rebound. And a three-quarter court shot at the end of the game by Weingart ends up a little short. Well, what a fun night of basketball here at Louisville High School as the Royal Knights final score 53-35. I have so many papers up here.
I know.
WHBCSports.com, all the teams lining up for handshakes, good sportsmanship. How you doing on numbers? How much time you need?
I just need a couple of seconds.
Oh, okay. Couple of seconds. Wow. I'll just keep it right here then. Great to have you. And seeing you all inside your favorite streaming device now from WHCSports.com. Danny Kincaid, Dan Belford with you all night here at Louisville High School for the Royal Knights and the Columbiana Comets. 53-35, the final score. Man, look at the people just hanging around, soaking this all in. Team pictures and the whole bit, you gotta love it. Anyway, numbers for the game. The legend, Mr. Kincaid, take it away.
The Royal Knights, again, no lack of shooting in the second half as well. 23 of 69, the Royal Knights were, for 33%.
Now, if I can interrupt, that is not our high mark for
no,
shots attempted in the game. So
that is not, but, and then Columbiana, they were 16 of 49 for 33% as
All
well.
Right.
Behind the arc, and we didn't see a ton of buckets coming in, but we weren't shy about shooting them either. 3 of 16 for the Royal Knights, and Columbiana, they were 3 of 15. So pretty much even on that. Free throws, 4 of 8 for the Knights, and just 0 of 2 for the Comets. Rebounding, we did see a lot of that. 48 rebounds for the Knights and 32 for the Comets. Turnovers, 11 for the Knights and 16 for the Comets. We will talk a little bit about individual scoring. At the end of one, it was 19-7, the Knights. And then in the second quarter, it was really the Comets. 11-7, but that still gave the Knights a 26-18 lead. The Knights outscored Columbiana 16-8 in that third period, and in the fourth period, it was almost even, 11-9, the Royal Knights outscoring Columbiana. Let's look at some individual numbers. We'll start with the Columbiana Comets. They actually had the leading scorer in the ballgame, Ryan Wingard, 17 points tonight. He was 7 of 26 from the field, 3 behind the arc.
Now, wait a minute. He had 26 attempts. The whole team had 40-something?
Yeah.
Yeah, I tell you, he's a good player, though.
Yes.
Very nice
player. He is a good player.
Really is.
Keegan Todd, 8 points tonight, 4 of 9 from the floor. And you know, he's 0 for 2 behind the arc. So actually, Weingart was the only one to hit any 3-point shots for the Comets. Also scoring, Clayton Forner, 2 points on 1 of 3 from the floor. And rounding it out, Jamie Gordon. He had 6 points, 3 of 7 from the field. He had 6 rebounds. 3 of them were from the offensive side of it. So half his rebounds were on putback. So good job, young man. Now, for the Royal Knights, just about everyone who played scored. They were led by Max Broom, 11 points. He was 5 of 10 from the floor. 1 behind the arc, and let's see, he had 3 rebounds. Also scoring, Robbie Nudo, 4 points, 2 of 8 from the floor. Rocco Duggenhard, who is probably my favorite player, 6 points tonight, 2 of 6 from the floor, both of them was behind the arc. He did get a rebound. So he did get somewhere in that paint. He had to get a rebound.
Probably got caught in traffic. He just couldn't get out of there. So.
Yeah, well, Corey Amatangelo, 9 points tonight on 4-14.
Nice game.
From the front. And we should have given him an extra point somewhere along the line because he would have had a double-double. He had 12 rebounds tonight. So good hustle by the young man. Cameron Broom, 3 points tonight, 1 of 3 from the floor, 2 rebounds. Nate Manko, 2 points tonight, 1 of 3 from the floor, 3 rebounds. Jonah Maracek, 4 points, 2 of 8 from the floor, 3 rebounds. Tristan Broom, 6 points tonight, 6 of 7 from the floor, 1 rebound, and rounding it out, Mike Sundlin, 8 points tonight. He was 3 of 6 from the floor, 2 of 4 from the line, and 5 rebounds. This all adds up to a 53-35 win for the Stark County Royal Knights.
Thank you, partner. Great night tonight. Thank you, Billy, for everything for social media tonight. Billy's got stuff on all of our platforms, from Facebook to IG to WHBC.com, WHBCSports.com. It is there. Videos, pictures, you've got it. My thanks to Billy. Thanks to you, partner. Denny Kincaid, I'm Dan Belford. Our final score tonight from Louisville High School, if we can real quickly, nothing going on this week, but Denny and I are back out here a week from this Friday, which would be, what, the 3rd?
Yes.
February 3rd, Hoover is in town to take on the Louisville Leopards, and that will have every bit of the feel of a tournament matchup. I hope you can be with us inside the radio for that one. So, again, for Billy, for Denny, I'm Dan. Our final score tonight, 53 for the Knights and 35 for the Columbiana Comets. Have a great night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to High School Basketball on 1480 WHBC Sports. Brought to you by Ortho United, the Kent Stage, Friends and Family Credit Union, and NeuroCare Center Incorporated on WHBC.